Ever share like your Netflix password with too many people? Then that like little voice in the back of your head starts asking, "Wait, who actually has access to my account?"
Yeah, I've been there.
Well, that, but with, potentially way more at stake. That's kind of what we're tackling today. We're diving into the world of crypto wallet approvals.
Okay.
Specifically, we're dissecting this piece from Goblin's Cash. It's called Securing Your Assets: The Role of Crypto Wallet Approvals.
Right. They always have good stuff.
They really do. And the message is pretty clear. You have to be on top of your wallet connections. Like, it's not optional.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
But what does that even mean?
Oh.
What are wallet approvals in the first place?
So imagine those like app permissions on your phone, right? When you download something and it wants access to your camera or your microphone.
Yeah.
Wallet approvals are kind of similar. Instead of your camera, though, you might be giving an app access to your, well, your crypto.
It's like giving an app permission to spend your money for you.
Exactly. And that's where things can get, well, risky. Especially if you're not paying close attention to what you're agreeing to.
Okay, that makes sense. And speaking of paying attention, the Goblin's Cash piece really pushes this tool called revoke.cash. Have you used that?
Oh, yeah. It's a must-have, honestly. You can see all the approvals you've given all in one place. It's kind of eye-opening, to be honest.
Right. Like the first time I used it, I was like, whoa, I've given access to all this. Platforms I don't even use anymore.
It happens. Most people have no clue how many approvals they've granted over time. That's why Revoke Cash is so valuable, though. You can see everything and take back control. Revoke anything that seems unnecessary, just like that.
So it's like hitting the undo button on those approvals.
Exactly.
That's huge. So Goblin's Cash, they also emphasize this idea of regular monitoring, which, okay, sounds good. But practically speaking, what does that mean? Like, how often are we talking?
It really depends. If you're like super active in DeFi, you might want to check more often, but I'd say at least every 2 weeks just to be safe, especially if you're using new platforms regularly.
So make it a habit.
Exactly. Think of it like checking your bank statement. You want to spot anything fishy early on and pay close attention to those approvals for like weird contracts, stuff you don't recognize, or like unlimited spending limits. Those are big red
Oh,
flags.
for sure. Red flags everywhere. They also touch on these gas fees, which honestly always kind of confuse me a little bit.
Yeah, gas fees can be a bit of a head scratcher. Basically, every action on the blockchain costs a little something to process. That's your gas fee.
So when you're revoking an approval, you're essentially paying for that action to happen, right?
Exactly, and the price can fluctuate a bit depending on how congested the network is, but it's generally pretty minimal, especially compared to the peace of mind you get from, not getting your crypto swiped.
Right. So small price to pay for like basic security.
Yeah.
If I'm hearing all this right, it seems like this isn't just about being like extra careful. It's about like actually taking ownership of your financial safety in the crypto space.
100%. And it honestly connects to a broader conversation about online security overall, wouldn't you say? Like, it's not just crypto, it's your email, your social media, everything. We're constantly giving permissions, and we need to be aware of that.
That's such a good point. So to kind of bring it all together, two big takeaways from our deep dive today. One, make checking those wallet approvals a regular thing. Use tools like revoke.cash and don't hesitate to hit that revoke button if something seems off.
Absolutely.
And two, be mindful. Be very, very mindful of what you're saying yes to out there in the digital world.
Couldn't agree more. And here's something to chew on. As we move towards a world that's even more reliant on these decentralized apps and platforms, where does trust fit into all of this? How do we build those relationships in a way that's both secure and empowering for everyone? Just something to think about.
Definitely something to think about. All right, listeners, stay vigilant out there, and we'll catch you in the next deep dive.